Buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, your journey to wellness is a partnership they take to heart.
I'm Dr. Russ Rawls, and we're a local private practice group providing advanced, high-quality orthopedic care while always treating patients like family. Dr. McConnell, Dr. Souter, and I will find the best course of action for your specific situation and ensure you feel supported every step of the way.
Visit Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3, Medical Plaza.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. Glad you're listening or watching wherever you may be across the United States, across the world even. We have a few viewers from overseas in Europe. They mainly subscribed when they're... We had a few kids that were exchange kids on the soccer team, and they still keep up with games even though their kids are out of the system. So we appreciate that. We have people overseas serving our military that watch. We appreciate you guys and those of you watching wherever else you may be. Mountain Home will start with the basketball. The starting five back out there for Mountain Home, Gilbert, Tate, Podwoski, Corp, and Ryder McClain. For Mountain Home, a 21-point lead as Mountain Home played one of their better halves of the year so far. Coach Fulcher said the kind of magic number they want them to stay under when they play other teams is 55 points. If they hold them under 55, they'll have a good shot to win any game that they play. Gilbert with the basketball, Podwoski now, Mountain Home moving from left to right. In front of us here, left to right on your radio dial as well. Gilbert go to the far side to Corp. They will shoot in front of their own basket. This pass is picked off. Going the other way is Aaron Henry. The layup is good. 44-25. Aaron Henry's first bucket of the night. Cuts the lead down inside of 20. Gilbert to Podwoski. To Ryder McClain. Thought about three. Threw up a shot fake. Got knocked out of his hand, but he picks it up again. Tate with the basketball. He'll come back this way. A handoff to Corp. Now to Ryder McClain. Top of the key three. That one hits the right side of the iron, and it's rebounded by Butler. Butler with the basketball. They'll go to the far side as it was to Humphrey. And a whistle and a foul is called. They're going to give that to... Ryder McClain, that's his first foul of the game. Now all five starters from Mountain Home have picked up a foul. The only one with two is Blaine Tate. As this inbounds pass will go into the backcourt. It's retrieved by Shiloh Christian. They will come back the other way. Now across the timeline. They'll get it back to Butler just to the right of the jump circle. Now he's in the middle. Now to the left side of the jump circle. Mountain Home throwing a zone out there against the Saints as this pass is picked off by Corp. Ryder McClain on the run. They'll give it back to the far side. Gilbert, the left wing. Three! Put it in the book. Yes. 47-25 as Mountain Home hits another three. The third three of the game for Rhett Gilbert. He's starting to move in that conversation as best shooter in the family. I believe his brother at Harding is still the best one, but it's getting closer. They'll go to the far side. Butler, he puts up a deep three. That was almost NBA range. It's rebounded by O's. Rebounded by McClain, but knocked out of his hands. They go to the reverse layup. Rebounded by Podwoski. He lost it. He got ripped through his hands. And now Shiloh comes up with 30 on the shot clock. A step back three. This one's missed. Podwoski corrals this one. And here come the Bombers. Podwoski going to dribble, slicing through the defense. So kick into the corner. Blaine Tate for three. This one is missed. Comes right down to the hands of Gilbert. 15-footer. This one's short. And rebounded by Shiloh Christian. Pushing ahead is the Saints. Butler with the basketball, guarded by McClain about 3 or 4 feet away from him. They'll skip to the far side. Now the bounce down low is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Shiloh Christian. Tate got a hand in there, and it was knocked off of Duke Bowman. And it's a turnover for the Saints. Mountain Home will get the basketball back. 5:32 to go in this third quarter of action. Mountain Home up 22. They led by 21 into the halftime break. Tate will walk the basketball up. Tate between the circles. He'll go back to Ryder McClain now. McClain to Podwoski. Hand off to McClain on the right wing. Now he's going to go to the right. Pull up for the three. This one's off the front of the iron. And rebounded by Shiloh Christian. Here's Butler. Butler across the timeline to Chisler. He's going to try to look like he's going to feed the post. He skips it to the far corner to Nance. Jumper is no good. Oh, we got a wedgie. It's stuck in the rim. It's going to be a jump ball. It will actually stay with the Saints. Anytime the ball gets stuck like that in the rim, it's a jump ball. So no harm, no foul for the Saints. I think they need to change that rule. If you shoot it and it gets stuck in the rim, it should just be automatic change of possession. That's just me, but that jumper's on the way. This one's missed. Jackson Corp with the rebound, and a whistle and a foul is called. He got his arm pulled down. I believe they'll get Chisler with the rebound, or Chisler with the foul. Oh, I'll give Nick Hopper the foul. He was the other one that drugged down Jackson Corp. 4:54 to go here in the third quarter of action here. Glad you're here with us on the Bomber Sports Network. I'm Dylan Conley. It's just me tonight. No color analyst, no Matt Sharp, no Brad Coleman, no nobody. Just me, myself, and I. Corp with the basketball. They're trying to find a lob to Podwoski. McClain's going to drive, goes to the spin move from the free throw line, a step through, a whistle, and a foul is called. Might be close to being on the shot. Well, yeah, they're going to give it to him. Nick Hopper is called for the foul. It's his third foul. It's going to send Ryder McClain to the free throw line. Pair of free throws coming up. He's got 7 tonight. Make it 8. Ryder 4 of 5 from the free throw line this evening. Only 3 Bombers in double figures. McClain could get himself closer after this. Well, he missed it. So he's going to stay at 8 points for now, and a whistle and a foul 85 feet from the rim. McClain tried to get his hand in there along with Jackson Corp. They're going to give that foul to Jackson Corp. Looked like McClain to he had the most contact there, but Corp might have got his hand. That's only the second foul on Jackson. One of 2 Bombers with 2 fouls. Tate the other one. Butler with the basketball. They'll go back to this side. Chisler. Hopper with the ball. He's going to put it on the deck. Mountain Home in a zone. A little 2-3 action. As the turnaround jumper won't go. It was a little out of control. Rebounded by the Saints. As this floater's missed. Rebounded by the Bombers. Good job by Corp to corral that one and bounce it to McClain. McClain with the ball across the timeline. And a whistle and a travel's called. They're going to give Tyler Podwoski the travel. Chisler will inbound the ball to Butler. Butler across the timeline. Right on the feathers of the Cardinal. On the floor there. As this is Nance with the basketball. They'll come back this way, feed it to the corner to Hopper. He thought about a three. He's going to put it on the deck. They're trying to figure out this zone Mountain Home's throwing out at him. Podwoski extended up from the left side, and a whistle and a timeout. Coach Bull wants to draw something up here. We'll take a short little break. Bombers up 48-25 here in the Farmington Cardinal Bad Boy Mower Classic. This is Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jean's Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. And listening, or you could streaming live on KTLO.com. Appreciate everyone tuning in now, whether you're just listening or watching live here this evening. I'll give a shout out to our camera operator this evening, Ryan Gehringer, one of the herd of managers that Josh Fulcher has. It's just a rotating wheel of managers every game that come out and help us out here with the boys' games. Alyssa Campbell helps us out with the girls' games. And is that a shot clock violation? That's a shot clock violation. Yeah, the shot clock was, I believe, around at 12 seconds when they came out of that timeout. So they just lost track of the shot clock. So that's a turnover. Mountain Home will get the basketball back. What's funny is everyone was kind of off guard when they saw the shot clock go off. Mountain Home gets the ball back. They'll go to Podwoski to the far side. Same five for Mountain Home out there. McLean with the ball between the circles. They'll go to this side to Gilbert. Gets the screen from Corp. He'll go up along the middle of the floor to Blaine Tate. Now gets the screen from Podwoski behind his back. Gives it to Pod on the corner. Now to Corp at top of the key. He'll hand off to Gilbert. Two on the shot clock. He's got to put it up. This one's missed. As it's tipped in the air, it comes down to Shiloh. As he's trapped immediately, they're going to get Blaine Tate with the foul. Hacked him on the arm. That's going to be the third foul on Blue Deuce, Blaine Tate. I say it's a second foul. Excuse me. I got him with three. Boards got him with two. It really doesn't matter. At least in this juncture of the game. 2:32 to go now in the third quarter. Bombers up 23. Scoring the Saints by two so far. Bombers have had some woes in the third quarter of some games this year. So far, they've kept things afloat here. Saints, they'll go to the far side. It was tipped in the air by Podwoski, but it comes down to the hands of Chisler. Lost it. Podwoski with the basketball. Blaine Tate running ahead. Behind the defense, gets the transition layup to go, and the Bombers are doubling up the Saints of Shiloh Christian. And a whistle and a timeout. Shiloh Christian will take another timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Bomber Basketball Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live with the Bomber Sports Network. Bombers lead 50-25.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert. And just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7. Glad you're here with us this evening. It's been a good game for the Bombers so far but on both ends of the floor. They currently are up 25 points as they're cruising to the fourth quarter. It's going to be the same five out there for Mountain Home. Minute 57 to go in the third quarter of action. Shiloh with the basketball now. Only 30 on the shot clock. It's down to 27 now. Butler with the ball against Podwoski. Good defense from Pod there as they'll skip it to the far side. Three-pointer on the way. That one's good. Cannon, Zach Chisler, his first points of the night. He's got three, and the lead's down to 22. I'm just kind of maintaining that lead in the mid-20s so far. Corp with the ball at the right elbow. Corp skips to the far side to McLean. McLean with the basketball. He's going to pull it back out. Free throw line extended to Tyler Podwoski on the far side, to Tate in the near corner. They'll give it to McLean, top of the key. He's going to put it on the deck. They'll give it to Tate from the corner. This three is missed and rebounded by Joby Butler. Butler skips it ahead to Nance. Nance bounces back to Butler, skip it to the far side. Saints with the basketball. Minute four to go in the third quarter here. Bombers up 22. Go back this way to Nance. Back to Butler. He's going to load up the three. This one falls in. A 6-0 run now for the Saints. Leads back down to 19. 46 seconds to go. About a 18-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock now. Bombers might try to go 2-for-1. Well, that's out the window. Podwoski, left wing three. This one's off the heel of the iron. Quick trigger there from Podwoski as it's rebounded by Butler. So push ahead. Shot clock turned off. 25 seconds to go in this third quarter of action. As this jumper rattles around, won't go. Jackson Corp the rebound. Ahead to Podwoski. Bombers don't have numbers. He'll pull it back and they'll hold for the last shot of the quarter. McLean with the basketball to Gilbert inside the jump circle. Now he's going to go down to 8, down to 7. He'll put up the 3. That rattles around, won't go. Rebounded by Joby Butler. Down to 2 seconds. And it's picked up by Corp. Throws it up half court to the buzzer. Won't go. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. So Shiloh goes on a little bit of a run to close out the quarter. They trim a 21-point halftime lead down to 19. We'll bring in the fourth quarter of action here in just a moment. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, it's time for the fourth quarter of action. Glad you're here with us. 8 minutes to go in this one. Bombers up 19. They led at halftime by 21. They were outscored by the Saints by only 2 points. It was 8-6 in that quarter, so the offense kind of slowed down, at least for Mountain Home. Update from Springdale. Looks like the Lady Bombers will start on time. It will be 39. It's 39-19. End of the third quarter. Green County Tech looking for their first win in the Bulldog Classic over there. Mountain Home with the basketball. Shiloh will get it on the next jump ball. McLean going to give it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. That one rattled around. Won't go. Tipped off the backboard. Picked up by Butler of the Saints. The Saints go marching in across the timeline now. They'll go to Nance. Nance driving in off the window. That one won't go, and it's rebounded by the Bombers. McLean pushing ahead to Blaine Tate. He's going to pull back out behind the back pass nonchalantly to McLean. Now they'll set up top of the key to Podwoski now, and out to Gilbert on the far side. Back to court. Pass almost stolen. It is stolen. Oh, it's going to be retrieved by the Bombers in the backcourt. McLean with the ball now. Across the timeline, 12 on the shot clock. Going to go to a couple crossover dribbles to Gilbert in the corner. He's going to pull up 15-footer. High arcing shot's good. Rhett Gilbert gets the shot to go. The first bucket of the fourth quarter goes to the Bombers. The lead is back up to 19. As this was tipped by Tate, they tried to skip it to the far side to Nance. Shiloh Christian with the ball, 12 on the shot clock. They'll go as that was a tough shot by Duke Bowman off the window. He's met by a triple team by the Bombers as he threw it off the backboard in. He's got 4 points tonight. Nobody in double figures just yet for Shiloh. In fact, nobody's got more than 6 points for the Saints. It's an all-around attack for them. Tate with the ball now. He's going to reject McLean. Screen. He'll give it to Gilbert. Top of the key. Now to Podwoski. Back to Gilbert between the circles. Bounce to the high post to Korb. He finds a cutting Podwoski. Skips it out to Tate. Tate with the ball to the hesitation dribble to Podwoski. Left corner three. That one is missed. There was five on the shot clock. Rebounded by Butler. And here come the Saints once again. Bowman with the ball against Blaine Tate. He's met by a McLean and Tate double team. They'll skip it back out to Butler. They'll reset the offense with 24 on the shot clock. They'll go to the far corner to Nance. Three-pointer on the way. That one's good. Zach Chisler knocks down the jumper. He's got 6 points. Leads down to 16. Tate with the basketball now. 20 on the shot clock. He's into the short corner now to Gilbert. Right wing three. He's got it. He's feeling it now. Rhett Gilbert balloons the lead back to 19 points. He's hit a three in every quarter tonight. Four on the night. He's got 18 points. Aaron Henry on the other end responds with a layup. He's got 4 points. I don't know, I'm just letting this lead kind of hover between 17 to 20 points. Podwoski back to Gilbert between the circles. Go to the far side, Blaine Tate. Tate with the ball, a whistle, and a foul. It will send Blaine Tate to the free throw line. Silas Nance is called for the foul. That's a second. First free throw from Tate's good. Jude Humphrey will come back in for Shiloh Christian. Bombers up 18 a game. They have never trailed in. They trailed at the opening tip-off, and they hit a three in the first minute, and they have not looked back since as Tate goes 2-of-2 at the free throw line to get the lead back to 19. Mount Holmes they've just treaded water here. They've just kept the lead around anywhere from 21 down to 16, and it's gotten no closer but no further. Butler with the basketball. They'll go to the far corner. That was Chisler. Chisler back this way to Humphrey. Humphrey along the baseline. He'll skip it to the far side. Stolen by Blaine Tate. Another steal for him. He's going to go one-on-one to the rim. Little floater out the window. That one won't go. And a whistle. And they're going to call it out of bounds. Mountain Home. Or no, they're going to give it to... They're going to call a foul, a displacement foul on Ryder McLean. First team foul of the quarter for Mountain Home. As we're almost halfway through this fourth quarter of action. Bombers up 19. This jumper on the way. That one falls out. It was tipped by Korb as Shiloh Christian was chasing after it. That was Aaron Henry who ran into the tunnel, knocked down the velvet rope over there. Good hustle by him. As 4:04 remaining in this one. Gilbert with the basketball, 35 on the shot clock. He'll walk it up now. We're halfway through this fourth quarter of action. Gilbert working against Butler. Gilbert back to Tate. Tate fakes the handoff to McLean. Now they'll give it to Podwoski on the far corner. Podwoski back to Gilbert. Gilbert to McLean along the baseline. Going to pull up 15-footer. It's an air ball. Offensive rebound, Tyler Podwoski. A whistle and a foul. It will send Tyler Podwoski to the line for a pair of free throws. Jude Humphrey's going to call for the foul. That's his first. Team's second here in the fourth quarter. This one falls out. Second one from him is good. Pod goes 1-of-2 at the free throw line. He's got 5 points. as Mountain Home still in the zone. Actually, no, they're matched up now. They're man-to-man. As driving into the lane, good move by Humphrey, and a whistle and a foul. I think they'll get rep for this one. And that's his first foul of the game. Again, nobody for the Bombers has more than two fouls, so they've done a good job staying out of foul trouble. The lead that was at 20 is now down to 19. Judah Humphrey will go to the free throw line. He's made the first. See if he can trim the lead down to 18. This one is good. Gets them both. Shiloh breaks into the 40s now. I've done a good job defensively tonight. They want to try to hold teams under 55 points, or that's kind of the highest number that they're okay with allowing. McLean with the ball. Crossover dribble to the far side. Podwoski back to McLean. Thought about the three. Now just McLean and Podwoski playing a two-man game. Now Gilbert's going to go along the baseline. Go back out to Ryder. Ryder to the far side. Blaine Tate for three. Got it. That one was pure. Blaine Tate's third three of the game. He's got 18 points. Him and Rhett both have 18 points. And the lead's back up to 21 points and a whistle and just be out of bounds. Shiloh will keep possession with 26 on the shot clock. They inbound to the top of the key. Butler's wide open in the corner. This jumper is missed. And rebounded by Mountain Home. Gilbert got hit across the neck. It's a foul on Shiloh, but Mountain Home will keep possession with a fresh 35 seconds on the shot clock. That's going to go on Silas Nance. That's his fourth. He's the only player on either side with more than three fouls. They get it into Tate. Shiloh still extending pressure. Tate now to Gilbert, across the timeline. They skip it to Podwoski. Now Tate's going to set the offense just to the left of the jump circle. Shiloh, an extended man. They'll go back to Corp, who's picked up about 6 feet beyond the three-point line. Now to Gilbert, very stark contrast of how Jackson was guarded yesterday. I'm just content with running down some clock, six on the shot clock now. They'll go to Gilbert along the baseline. They got to put it up. Tate's got to put it up at the end of the shot clock. That's off the rim. An offensive rebound to McLean. A fadeaway jumper. That one's missed. And rebounded by Shiloh Christian. Minute 54. This jumper rattled around. Won't go. Offensive rebound to the Saints. As a whistle and a foul is called. Actually, it's going to be a timeout for Shiloh Christian. We'll take it with them. A minute 43 to go. Bombers in control of this one, 61-40. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network, out of the timeout, Shiloh will have two remaining. Mountain Home has not spent one yet. Actually, they're out of timeouts, my goodness. As this jumper is missed, out of the timeout, Podwoski got a hand on it. It comes down to Rhett Gilbert. McLean with the basketball, 90 seconds to go on this one. As the Bombers are going to empty their bench, they're going to get ready to get Landon Newton, Baylor Tate, Tayshawn Henry, Davin Reasons, and Eli Jones into this one. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Podwoski could drive the middle, lost the handle as it went off the heel of a Saint. Shot clock is reset. Tate with the ball ahead to Ryder McClain, outside to Gilbert. We'll see what they do here as Josh going to call timeout just to get subs in as Bull's going to enter his bench too, or empty his bench. It's going to be a substitution timeout. But if Shiloh wants to take the timeout, well, we're too late in the timeout, but Mountain Home has emptied the bench. You have the option, if you empty your bench, to use the timeout or just continue play. And I think Coach Bull just wanted to give them a few extra instructions, and Josh is going to use it as well. So we're down to 2 on the timeout timer. 53.5 left in this one. Five sophomores out there for Mountain Home. Tate with the basketball. This is Baylor Tate. Now to Landon Newton. Newton with the basketball to Tayshawn Henry. Henry gets the screen from Reasons between the circles. Going to go to the far side to Tate. Tate with the ball. Try to hand it off to Newton. It's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Saints. 35.1. There will be a tenth of a second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. All intents and purposes, they could take the final shot of the game. Ball goes to the top of the key, guarded by Henry. They'll skip back this way to number 10. Number 10's not in my roster that I have here. Again, only a tenth of a second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. They'll come back this way between the circles. Three-pointer is on the way. That's off the side of the backboard and rebounded by Bombers' Davin Reasons. Eli Jones with the ball down to 3, down to 2, and that's going to do it. Mountain Home has come to the Bad Boy Mowers Cardinal Classic and gone 2-0 against two solid opponents. The final score tonight from Farmington Cardinal Arena. Bombers win 61-40. We will take a short little break and bring you the postgame show and the player of the game presented by Dewey and Sons Plumbing in just a moment. This is Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
This holiday season, make Jean's Good as New consignment shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow? Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jean's Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Back here on the Bomber Sports Network,